It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that was weeping during the last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Weeping for joy.
It's care or don't care. Which stories will my co-host care about today? Let's just find out and get to your first headline. Could this real-life story become the next big horror movie franchise? You won't believe what happened. Care or don't care?
I care.
A man named Michael Packard was working as a lobster diver, swimming in about 45 feet of water off the coast of Cape Cod recently.
This isn't scary at all. Yeah.
When everything turned dark in an instant.
What?
According to him, he initially thought he was attacked by a shark, but he didn't feel like he was bitten anywhere, and he wasn't in any pain.
Okay.
And that's when he realized the improbable. Michael was actually inside the mouth of a humpback whale.
Shut up!
Whoa!
He got swallowed?
Oh my
gosh. What do you do?
He was in the whale's closed mouth for about 30 seconds, searching frantically for his breathing regulator, which had come out of his mouth when he got swallowed.
No.
Oh my gosh.
And so he thought he was going to suffocate in there.
Yeah.
But the whale had different plans. Luckily, he rose to the surface and spit Michael out.
Thank goodness.
Apparently, Michael didn't taste very good.
Yeah, he's offended. You know? He's like, excuse me, I bathed today.
He was very bruised up, but luckily had no broken bones and stayed overnight in the hospital. Michael says he's lucky the whale rejected him as his meal. Quote, I could feel it squeezing me with the muscles in his mouth, and he must not have liked the wetsuit taste.
Yeah.
He should have done what Pinocchio did. You just light a candle, you sit there, you wait for a little cricket to come save you.
I think it's great. He's calling the whale basically a Karen.
Yeah.
excuse me, I ordered my human sushi nude. What's this wetsuit rubber business?
I don't know, but I gotta say it would be chewy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat him either.
It wouldn't be very appetizing.
Let's go to your next headline. The bucket list destinations we all want to travel to after the pandemic. Care or don't care?
Ooh, I want to travel. I care.
I don't really care.
Really? You don't care about
you
bucket?
You don't want to travel
it's
after the pandemic?
It's because Jose only travels to two places.
Answer for me, Brooke. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess we're not going to hear about
it. Wait, we both care.
No, they both care.
Oh, sorry.
Hey. I just didn't care.
Sorry.
Only the man's vote counts.
Oh,
yeah. Well,
oh,
guys.
Let's get them, girls.
I miscounted. Okay, here we go. According to a new survey, Americans and Canadians do not want to ease back into traveling after COVID. They want to make a big splash.
Let's do it all now.
I'm ready.
In fact, almost 60% say they want to jump back into travel with a grand bucket list style vacation that they wouldn't have considered before everything happened.
Oh, really? Okay.
So any guesses on what location number one would be?
Vegas.
No.
It's not Vegas.
I'm going to go Europe, like maybe Italy.
Paris. We're talking
Paris is number two on the list.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Number five is Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
Four, Venice, Italy.
Okay.
Ooh.
Number three is London.
Oh, yeah, London town.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go see the fog.
Brooke, like, frowned and shook her head.
I think London's cool, but, like, if you're going to go big, like, go somewhere where you don't
like
know
Thailand.
The language. Yeah. I don't know.
Oof, London burn.
Yeah, sorry.
hey, y'all, I speak your language. Yeah. You're not cultured enough for me.
And it rained the whole time I was there.
That's a bad experience.
And number one on the list for the bucket list vacations.
What is it?
Rome. Not sure if it's Rome, Italy, or Rome, Alabama. They don't specify.
Okay. I think the second.
Possibly.
Yeah, the
top
the spot.
Landmarks that people were searching for were the Grand Canyon, the Eiffel Tower, and the Statue of Liberty.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I was thinking New York would be there, too.
Yeah.
But Brooke's like,
I've been to all those places.
It was a blustery day last time.
I mean, they were
York.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, the statue's all like rusted green now.
Yeah.
It's like, gross. Let's see if you guys care about this. Scientists uncover a mystery more perplexing than Area 51. Care or don't care?
I care because aliens are real.
I don't really care about science stuff.
I care.
Yay!
There we go.
Okay,
I do. I like science.
Multiple visitors to southern Maine have been reporting that the bottoms of their feet have been stained by a black substance at the beach that's really hard to wash off.
Ew, weird.
Just imagine that. Like, hundreds of people calling saying there's something weird at the beach and you can't get it off your feet.
And if you can't see it, like, really if you just think you're stepping in sand, but then it's black after?
So local officials investigated, but they weren't sure what was causing it, so they turned to an oceanographer to help solve the mystery.
Huh.
And he examined a sample of the black substance through a microscope and made a shocking discovery. It wasn't some kind of algae or an oil spill, like you might expect.
See, I thought it would be like oil.
It was a whole bunch of dead bugs in the water.
Oh!
Ew! What?
Apparently, millions and millions of them washed up on the beach.
And
you step on them and they stain your feet black.
I don't want to know.
Exactly. People were wondering until they got the answer. And then they're like,
it's an
no,
oil
thank
spill
you.
Now. Like, I'll be happy with an oil spill at that point.
The crazy thing is, no one knows where they came from.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Bug beach.
Yep.
Bug beach. I like it.
Still better than Jersey Shore, though.
Just cleaner.
Maybe the funniest practical joke of the month. Care or don't care?
Care. Funny jokes? Let's go.
Brooke? Yeah, I care.
Okay. Well, we're struggling for today.
I believed you.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at you. They already cared. Okay. Sorry.
Well, an Australian man painted the words "Welcome to Perth" on the roof of his warehouse. So people on the planes could see it as they were flying in.
Yeah,
that's cute. Cool.
One small issue, though, is that his warehouse is in the aircraft path on the way to Sydney's International Airport.
So it's just messing with people.
So many people are like, oh my gosh. Oh no, we got on the wrong plane.
Can you imagine the panic?
That's what he said. He said the whole reason that he did it was just to mess around with the people flying into Sydney to make them feel like they were going to the wrong place.
Couples are fighting. I thought you checked the flight. Yeah. No, you were supposed to check the flight.
On the plane.
Yeah.
What's going on? And we're landing, so the Wi-Fi's out. I can't check.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Care.
What do you call two worms in love?
What?
Aww.
Soil mates.
Okay.
That's how you feel.
Yeah.
That's care, don't care. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.